Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my first one sucks, second one's even worse, but third one's pretty good friend, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I can't hear you at all. Did you just turn off the recording?
No.
Oh, no. But I can't hear you. What did you do?
All in good time, my friend. All in good time. All should be fixed. How are you, my friend?
I'm very good, Frank. I'm very good. I am completely recovered from my jet lag.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you. Thank you. I am really recovered from it just in time for me to say, Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with
May
you.
May the 4th be with you.
Now, Frank.
And with your Force Ghost.
And with your Force Ghost.
Catholic jokes.
And with your Force Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Now, we're a few days before. We're a few days before Star Wars Day.
That.
Well, they'll figure it out when this is released because there's not enough time.
What? No.
It's not enough time. There was time now. There was time. Frank, listen, though.
Okay, I'm listening.
So, we're drinking some beer,
and
I need you to tell me about your Carillion Ale. So please tell me about it.
All right. Yeah, this is a Sam Adams Irish Red.
Very Carillion.
Yeah, which you have so generously provided me with. It is smooth and hearty. And it is...
Says Sam Adams' marketing team.
Yes, exactly. And it is quite smooth and quite hearty and quite delicious.
Very, very good. I have a fun story about Sam Adams. What a great company they are. You want to hear about this?
Okay.
So I have a friend whose son just got hired at Sam Adams.
Oh, very cool.
And his son, who I know is a very, very lovely man, actually lives pretty close to here.
Oh, no way.
He's a nerdy guy. He loves Thanos.
Nice.
That's his thing. So anyway, this guy is getting married in a couple of months.
Nice.
And the company says, "Where would you like us to send the beer?" And he says, "What?
What?"
He's been there a week.
Oh.
And at this point, he had been there a week. And he said, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "Oh, well, you work here. This is our gift to you.
Oh,
where would you like
awesome.
Us to send us like 25 cases of beer? Where would you like us to send it?" Like, how amazing is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, he's his father and whatever, like, what a great company Sam Adams is to
That's
work
incredible.
For. They take care of their employees. You work there, you do not leave there. People love it.
That's so cool.
Yeah. How amazing is that? I might have overestimated on the amount of beer they're going to send, but I actually don't think by that much, quite honestly.
The fact that they send him like any after, you know, any significant amount after only working there a week or so, it's amazing.
That's so cool. What it was so fun.
Way to go.
Yeah.
I like them even more now.
That's my what you're what?
I like them even more now.
I know, and I liked them before.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I like when I find out that companies are good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you find a company bad, I'm like, that stinks, but I still am gonna buy stuff
from
you.
But now it's like I feel good about my decision to buy stuff from them. So
yeah, right, cool. Well, I feel good in my decision to continue to drink Omission.
Yes.
Because it's gluten free and delicious. And guess what? It's the last one in my fridge, so I was really interested in getting rid of it.
That's the Omission Lager?
This is the Omission Lager, yes.
Cool.
Mm. It is really good. I'm so... malted barley.
Mm.
Specially brewed to remove the gluten.
I love it.
It's great. I really like it.
So let me ask you something. Actually, let me ask you lots of things.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you lots of questions about Star Wars
okay.
in a 10-minute time period.
Okay.
And see who can correctly answer more of them.
Okay.
Okay. So last time we did this,
yes,
you had just gotten this obsessed with Star Wars. Test your knowledge of a galaxy far, far away. 2,500 questions
given to me by my girlfriend.
By
she's so loving. Yes, indeed.
She's wonderful. And so last time you quizzed me on the original trilogy, mm-hmm. and I quizzed you on the prequel trilogy.
That's it. That is
this
right.
This time we want to switch it up.
That's right.
For Star Wars Day, for May the 4th, be with you. May the 4th. So now, I'm going to quiz you on the OT.
Okay, this sounds good. Now, this is not a bragging thing,
no.
But let the record hold.
Yes.
I won the first.
You won last time.
I won last time.
Grudge match.
So this is a, let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We're switching things up.
Yep.
I am as ready as I can be for not having watched Star Wars in a little while. Let's do this.
Okay, so I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock here.
Okay.
Okay, on my Apple Watch. I'm going to set a timer here. And I'm actually going to trust you to keep score on yourself, and then we're gonna switch.
Yep.
We're going to switch roles.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm starting now. So, original trilogy, A New Hope. Who exclaimed, "He's the brain's sweetheart"?
Han.
Correct.
Solo.
Good work. Who referred to Obi-Wan Kenobi as a crazy old man?
Uncle Owen.
Mm-hmm. Who said, "If he gets a translator, be sure it speaks Bocce"?
Uncle Owen.
Correct. What was Grand Moff Tarkin's impression of Princess Leia aboard the Death Star? Do you want choices?
What was her impression? Yeah.
Impertinent to the last.
Yeah, that's that one. It's impertinent to the last.
Let me get through all of them.
Okay.
I'm doing you a favor.
Okay.
Impertinent to the last, charming to the last, pompous to the last, arrogant to the last.
Oh, charming to the last.
Correct.
Yeah.
How many seasons more did Owen Lars say he needed
one.
Luke?
Mm-hmm. Do I know that? Star Wars the Musical. One season more.
Who said he's got too much of his father in him?
Aunt Veru.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, man, some of these are hard. Who was a... Nope. who was the... Oh, man, no. I don't know who the bartender at Mos Eisley was. Come on. Next page. Who could... Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. I'm stealing time from you.
That's okay.
All right. Which pilot in the Battle of Yavin... had previously, nope. But these are just like.
So skip to Empire.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll skip to Empire.
Yeah.
Because these are just way too much. Okay. Who called Han Solo a nerf herder?
Princess Leia.
Mm hmm. Dr. Evazan.
Yep.
Mos Eisley Cantina was with who when he said he doesn't like you?
Oh, give me choices, because I can never remember the... I want to say Nanda Parbat, but I know that's not... But I know it's something similar to that.
Oh, well, yeah, you're... Okay, so Boba Fett, Dengar, Aura Singh, Ponda Baba.
Ponda Baba, yeah. You okay. See where I get confused?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Okay, what was Yoda balancing on before Luke's X-Wing sank?
Ooh. Luke's foot.
Yes.
Yeah.
His leg, very good.
His leg, yeah.
Good one.
Concentrate.
Who? Yes.
Yeah.
Who was Luke's tail gunner in the Battle of Hoth?
Names? Yeah, I need names.
Wedge, nope. Dak, Derek,
Dak,
or Wes.
Dak.
Yes. Which? Nope. What is the? These are getting really obscure again. No, that's not nice. What were chewing the power cables on the outside of the Millennium
Minox.
Falcon? Very good.
Yes. No. Another question, perhaps?
Yep.
Perhaps.
What creature swallowed R2-D2, thinking he would make a good snack, then reacted by spitting R2-D2 out when it found that the droids were not to its liking?
Oh, give me creature names.
A giant space slug, a Dianoga, a dragon snake, or a Gorg?
A Gorg? Dragon snake? Gorg? I don't know.
Pick one.
Gorg.
No, it's dragon snake.
Damn it!
Sorry.
It's okay. One wrong so far. That's not bad.
No, not bad.
How much time do we have left?
We still have 6 minutes to go.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. We're flying.
Oh, yeah. How many nostrils do tauntauns have?
Oh, what a weird question.
Mm.
I feel like two is too simple. Two.
It's two.
Oh, all right.
You're right.
Like, oh, trick me.
But then this question's like, how many cubs do Wampa females give birth to? Like, that's not in the movie. How are we supposed to know
I
that?
I don't know.
I've been skipping so many like that.
I know. Though. I skipped a lot. I remember skipping
a lot
of those.
Yeah, there's so many. Where did Luke... No, never mind. Mm. What is Hoth covered with?
Snow?
Yeah, snow.
Okay.
Nice.
Snow nice.
What...
is your question. I just don't want dead air.
Into what was Han Solo placed in Cloud City?
Carbonite.
Yes. According to...
a loving embrace with Leia.
This one might be mean.
Go ahead.
What, according to R2-D2, were the chances of surviving the harsh night harsh night weather of Hoth?
Give me numbers.
893 to 1, 1,298 to 1, 725 to 1, 3,720 to 1.
700, the C.
725 to 1?
Yeah. No, 729. D.
You're right. Where was the carbon freeze chamber located in Cloud City? A processing vein, the carbon wing, the Tabana warehouse, or a transport docking bay?
The carbon wing?
I'm sorry, it was a processing vein.
Damn.
Where was Slave One docked at Cloud City? North, south, east, or west platform? This actually is.
It is in the movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold. East platform.
South. Damn. Oh, I'm sorry. East. Sorry, I misread that. You're right.
Wow, I'm such a nerd. Wow, I can't believe that I pulled that out of my
brain.
That
was good. That was really good.
Go to Jedi.
Yeah, let's go to Jedi. Let's go to Jedi. All right, Return of the Jedi era. Who said that you are unwise to lower your defenses?
Darth Vader.
Correct.
To lower your defenses, saber throw.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Who did Han Solo rescue from the grip of the Sarlacc?
Who did Han Solo rescue
from
Lando.
Yes.
Sorry, I...
Just a little bit higher!
Oh, yeah. That was a good Lando. Yeah. I imagined the Rancor when he said Sarlacc, so I got confused.
Who went undercover and adopted... Well...
Lando.
Who went undercover as a bounty hunter named Boosh?
Oh, Princess Leia.
Yes. How Boosh. Old was Yoda when Luke Skywalker returned to Dagobah to complete his training?
900.
Yes.
By 900 years old, you reach.
What was the name?
I think he was just rounding at that point.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Who discovered an unconscious Leia Organa on the forest moon of Endor?
Oh, it's the Ewok.
Logray, Lana, Wicket, or Paploo?
Wicket.
Yeah. And then
Wicket, good.
Wicket. Who said it's a trap?
Admiral Akbar.
What was his home planet?
Calamari.
Yes. Mon Calamari. We'll give it to you. Who helped? Nope. Ooh. Who said twilight is upon me and soon night must fall?
Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who called Han Solo Bantha fodder?
Ooh. Leia?
Sorry, Jabba.
Bantha Poodoo.
Who did Luke see upon exiting Yoda's hut on Dagobah?
Obi-Wan.
Yes.
Obi-Wan.
Yes. Very, very good. Very good job. Who referred to Darth Vader as twisted and evil?
Obi-Wan.
Yes.
twisted and evil.
Three. Four. Many of blank died.
Bothans.
Yes. And who said that? Do you want options?
Mon Mothra.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Well done. 46 seconds left. Who was in charge of the rebel troops who captured the Imperial Shuttle Tidarium?
Shuttle Tidarium, what is your present course?
Yes.
Who was in charge?
Yep.
Of
the people who captured Shuttle Tidarium.
Ooh, Lando?
No, sorry, it's General Medine.
I
wouldn't have asked it if I didn't think it was fair.
They say it.
That's... Yeah, yep. Who was number one on the Empire's most wanted list?
Luke Skywalker.
That is correct. Last one. What was the name of Jabba's, first in command there?
Like, the little squeaky guy?
Nope. Nope, his, chief of staff.
Oh.
I'm giving you, a 10-second extension on this one.
Yeah. Give me names.
Elephant Mon, Max Rebo, Jaquil, Bib Fortuna.
Bib Fortuna.
Yes.
Correct. Bib Fortuna.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. How many was that?
Hold on. I was doing the...
Tally them up.
I was tallying, but you can't really tally well.
Yeah, it's hard.
On the phone. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Counting is so fun. Counting with Frank and Tim.
5, yeah. 10, 15, 20, 25, 28.
28. Okay, wow, that's pretty high score. Yeah, it's hard. This book is great.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
I would actually like to sit with this at some point and flip through it and sort of because I have a Star Wars trivia calendar at my desk because I've snapped you.
Yes, that
of
is
it.
The worst trivia.
It's terrible because one day it'll be what was the uncle of Max Rebo and what instrument did he play, and then the next day it'll be Luke's uncle's name was Owen.
It's not even trivia. It's just. A character.
Right. It's sometimes it's just super, super obvious stuff, and other times it's something you could not possibly know. There's no way. This I guess is sort of the same way, but at least the obscure things are interesting in this book. Because there are things you wouldn't necessarily know in this book, but I like learning that stuff and mm-hmm. knowing the droid that helped Luke get his hand fixed at the end of Empire was named this or whatever. That stuff is cool to me. So be able to pull out when you're talking to other nerds, and I don't know. That's just interesting to me, at least. So I like this. But it's hard when you're on the clock like this to pull out things and be like, oh, that's not fair. I'm not going to ask him what Max Rebo's uncle's name is.
That's right.
Because he's not going to know it. So,
it's tricky.
It's tricky. Okay, so I'm gonna get ready to.
Are you going to do the countdown?
I will. I can do the countdown. Yep, and I'll also keep score.
Oh yeah, I can do the countdown. I have it set right here. It's fine.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Because then I'll know when I want to switch to different movies.
Sure.
Okay. Are we ready? Are you ready, Frank?
Ready.
Okay. And go. Who said, you were right about one thing, Master, the negotiations were short?
Obi-Wan.
How old was Padme when she was elected queen?
14?
Yes. Who owned Anakin Skywalker before Watto bought him?
Oh, before Watto. Oh, pass.
You want to pass? You don't want choices?
Oh, fine, give me choices, yeah.
Sebulba, Lana, Gardula the Hutt, or...
Gardula the Hutt.
There you go. What happened to Jar Jar Binks when he brought Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn to Otto Gunga?
He got yelled at. He was banished. I don't... What are the choices? What are we looking for?
He got yelled at, actually.
Okay.
That's too easy.
Nothing is too easy.
Fine. What planet did they get stranded on?
What do you mean?
What planet did Qui-Gon...
Tatooine.
Yeah, there you go. See, I told you it was easy. Shnikes. This is... The text got smaller.
Schnickerson.
Who was Anakin Skywalker's father?
The Force?
I'll accept it. He didn't have one, but I'll accept
it. Okay,
that.
Yeah. I'm like, that's not
it. I'll accept it.
That's actually a question? Who's his father?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Who was the secret force behind the Tread Federation's blockade of Naboo?
Chancellor Palpatine.
Darth Sidious, but I'll accept
Darth
that.
Darth Sidious, yeah.
Because they're the same person.
They are.
I'll accept that.
Inca.
According to Obi-Wan, how high was Anakin Skywalker's midichlorian count?
Off the charts.
Off the charts. Very good. According to Obi-Wan, how did Anakin's midichlorian count compare to Master Yoda's?
It was more than Master Yoda's?
It was more.
Is that okay?
Yes, it was. How old was Anakin when he left with Qui-Gon?
Ooh, can I have choices?
Sure. 7, 8, 9, or 10.
Oh, see, and it was 9 or 10. I'm going to go with 9.
What? The question was that 28? 28. He was 9.
Yeah!
Nice job. What did Queen Amidala do as a security measure whenever she was in public?
She had her handmaidens. She posed as one of her handmaidens.
Yep, very good.
Okay, yeah.
Wow, some of these are really specific. Like, what was the ceremonial mark? Red mark on Queen Amidala's lower lip called. That's crazy.
Yeah, see, like, that kind of stuff, like, no one knows that. But I like reading these books and learning this stuff.
Yeah. You might know this just by knowing it. How tall was Qui-Gon Jinn? So how tall is Liam Neeson?
Whatever.
I don't know. It's in
five is in meters.
Yeah, exactly.
I skipped that for Chewie.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Whatever. However tall 7'2" is.
Mm-hmm.
Who said, feel, don't think, trust your instincts?
Qui-Gon?
Qui-Gon. Very good. Anakin Skywalker had a special ability that made him a very important worker in Watto's shops. What was it?
His reflexes?
His reflexes. Also, what?
And ability to see the future, kind of?
Do you want me to give you choices?
Yeah.
He had trained as a plumber. He spoke 14 languages. He was very mechanically inclined. He had Jedi reflexes.
Oh, Jedi reflexes, but also he was mechanically inclined.
Mechanically inclined is really what helped him in Watto's shop. But I will accept your Jedi reflexes.
Okay. Thank you.
Because he did race for Watto.
Thank you. Should we go to the Attack of the Clones yet?
I'm in 6 minutes, so I will go to Attack of the Clones.
All right.
What? Oh my god.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
So hard.
It's hard to find an appropriate question.
So difficult. Okay, I'm in Attack of the Clones.
All right.
What surprised Obi-Wan Kenobi when he was greeted by Tonwi on Kamino?
That he was expected.
Very good. Who was Jango Fett's son?
Boba.
Boba.
Is your father home?
Yeah.
Maybe see him.
Yeah. Sure.
Dad, Tonwi's here.
We're terrible.
Nerds.
We're terrible. Who was R2-D2 carrying a message from when he showed up at the Lars homestead?
Obi-Wan?
Yes, very good.
Okay.
Who said, why do I have the feeling you're going to be the death of me, to Anakin Skywalker?
Obi-Wan.
Good.
Because he was.
What happened to Anakin Skywalker during his battle with Count Dooku?
His hand got chopped off.
His hand got chopped off. It says arm, but I'll accept him because he didn't really actually just lose his hand. He did lose his whole arm.
That's true.
I'll accept it.
Thank you.
What message did Tonwi ask Obi-Wan to tell the Jedi Council?
That the clone army was ready.
That is very good. What was Anakin Skywalker having a nightmare about on Naboo?
His mother.
You are incorrect. It was a Padme dying in childbirth, right?
Oh, in Attack of the Clones? No.
Oh, no, never mind. Hold on. Question 780 is B, his mother. Yeah, you're right. Never mind.
Yeah, damn right I am.
Sorry.
Don't try to pull that again.
Sorry. Who said, I'm just a simple man trying to make his way in the universe?
Django.
Django is correct.
Unchained.
That is correct. What did General Grievous call Anakin Skywalker aboard the Invisible Hand?
What did
General Grievous?
Wait, General Grievous. So we're in.
Yeah, sorry. I'm
on episode three.
Sorry. You only have 3 minutes left. So.
Give me choices, please.
Jedi slime, Jedi fool, Jedi scum, foul Jedi.
Jedi scum.
Jedi scum. Very good. Who said to Anakin, "There is much fear that clouds your judgment"?
Yoda.
Yoda.
Adoy. Yoda is Adoy backwards, in case anyone didn't catch that. Adoy.
You are wrong.
Oh, no.
It's Mace Windu.
Oh, yeah.
There's much fear that clouds your judgment is a sentence that makes sense.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Why did Mace Windu say, what did Mace Windu say surrounded by the Chancellor? Separatist sympathies, whispers of corruption, sycophants, or the dark side of the Force? What did Mace Windu say was around the Chancellor, not to the Chancellor?
I want to say there's sycophants or the dark side. The dark side?
The dark side is correct.
All right.
Well done. Well done. Who adopted Padme's daughter's Leia? Who adopted Leia?
Senator Organa. Bail Organa.
Yeah, okay. I was really upset for a second you didn't know.
Like Jimmy Smits.
It was Jimmy Smits, the actor.
The actor.
He came into space. Who was Darth Sidious's Sith master?
Darth Plagueis.
Very good.
The wise.
Why did Darth Sidious send Anakin to Mustafar?
To shut down the thing.
That's not specific enough.
the place with all the Nemoidians, the base thing, the Trade Federation.
There you go, Trade Federation. Right, yeah, okay. Wow. Okay. What is a Ginto? What is that? I should go through and like find questions that make sense.
Yeah.
Over which planet was Chancellor Palpatine being held captive?
Coruscant?
Yep. Very good. Very good.
Time.
30 seconds left.
Okay.
If I can find one in that time.
I know, that's half the battle, really.
Where was Darth Vader sent on his first mission? I kind of answered that already.
Jedi Temple? Or no, well, no, I guess it would be...
Ooh, 1066.
That depends on when you consider him.
Actually,
Darth Vader,
it says the Jedi Temple. You are correct.
I'll take it.
Yeah. 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 Do not hesitate. Show no mercy. And we're done.
All right. It's time. 10, 15, 20, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
Whoa.
You can verify if you want.
I believe you. I believe you.
29.
You're an honest man. 29. You beat me by one.
Woo.
We really need to hire somebody to go through this and find questions that make sense.
I know, right? Like a third party.
This is a third party. This is a huge book.
It's a huge book. This book is great. This book is great.
2,500 questions.
Yeah. That is a lot. That is a lot. For the two of us to have just gotten, you know, just about 60 questions correct within two of us.
It's pretty amazing.
We're nerds.
Yeah. Like, well, aren't we ever? Well, what a great way to celebrate Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
May
the
4th be with you as well. Before we depart,
yes.
I have a iTunes review for us to read.
I love those.
Me too. I would wish people would send more of them our way because we're actually nearing 100, which is we're on the other side of 50. So
nice.
So I would really love
A
5-star. I would love a 4 or 5-star review. Not even to write a review, but just the star.
Even just the star rating super is helpful, fine. You don't have to write anything.
No, not at all. But here it is. It says 5 stars by Groovy Prine. Like hanging out with your friends. This is a great pop culture podcast, fun references, and a really enjoyable listen every time. Simple, concise, to the point. Thank you so much, Groovy Pine. I really like your name.
Thank you. Yeah, it's groovy. Well, if people want to find us elsewhere on the internet, they can do that by not only by going to Apple Podcasts or iTunes and leaving us reviews, but they can go to beerwithgeeks.com, where they can go to beerwithgeeks.com/155 and find the show notes for this episode, 155. They can also go to Beer with Geeks on Twitter and on Facebook and at Gmail, and they can contact us in all of those ways. So,
indeed, you can also find Frank on which podcast did you just guest on?
Well, I was just on Starkville's House of El Supergirl, Starkville Super Friends, talking about Supergirl. And speaking of Supergirl, you know, we do a podcast about Supergirl.
We do.
Yeah, called Supergirl TV Talk.
Indeed.
And you can find that at supergirltvtalk.com. But you also were just on a podcast recently.
I was. I was just on the Suicide Squad cast. I was invited on to do a single issue review of Batman in the Shadow, co-published by DC Comics and Dynamite, by Steve Orlando, Scott Snyder, and artist name I am totally blanking on, but that's okay. You could check the review. Scott and I did a real fun half an hour of talking back and forth on the issue. Very loose, very fun. What a great time that was. Scott is a big fan of this show. We really appreciate his support.
Absolutely.
And we are a big fan of his. So what a great time to be alive, Frank.
Oh, yeah.
What a great time.
Well, you can find the links to those podcasts we guested on in the show notes for this episode, so check that out. But until next time.
Did I say Scott Snyder? Yeah, I meant Scott Snyder. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, until next time, cheers.